How's it going, LFU? Hopefully you're enjoying yourself. Welcome back to Lads Pre-Match Pod, the correct way to start your match day, either if you're on the train driving, on the coach, or even if you're sat at home. I've got all the pre-match conversation that the LFU needs to get ready for those dreaded 90 minutes of Leeds United football. And today's game is, of course, Newcastle away. But before we get stuck into all the pre-match conversation surrounding Newcastle away, let's talk about Sunday's game. Yes, we played them lot on the other side of the Pennines, scum at home. It's a bit of a weird one, and you'll find this out in the little post-match clip I have. It's a weird one because I'm happy with the result. If you said to me before the game, we're going to get a draw from this lad, I'd be like, great, that is fine by me. However, upon watching the 90 minutes, being there, it kind of feels like we've come back with less than what we really deserved. We probably should have gone and got 3 points. But anyway, here's a post-match clip. Here's what I thought immediately after the game.
Leeds United 1, scum 1. I mean, if you said before the game we were going to get a point, I'd be happy with that. I would have snapped your hand off for it. But it does just feel like we've kind of come away from it, like, shortchanged. I think, you know, of course, we had our hands tied a bit with team selection, of course, missing Bogle, missing Ampadu, missing Rodon as well. I think our midfield was so poor today. Just that's what made the game 1-1, was the fact that our midfield just looked like a deer in headlights in that game. They didn't know what to do. Props to Brendan Aaronson. He had an absolutely unreal game. I thought he was amazing today. The only player that, you know, played like it was a rivalry game, like a big game. But we just fell short in that midfield. Really, really missed Ampadu. And I think that shows. And, you know, it's kind of worrying the fact that that's the case, that but when we lose Ampadu, we kind of just fall apart. Attacking-wise, we were decent. Every time we went forward, it felt like we were going to score. Late minutes of the game as well, we probably should have got a goal if we were a bit more sharper in attack. And their goal, I mean, I'm just going to blame Perry for it, because that was like Meslier v Portsmouth. Just horrendous from Perry, horrendous. No way Cunha should be scoring from there. But it's a point. We extend the run to 7 games unbeaten. Can't do too much complaining. On to Newcastle. Come on, Leeds!
Yeah, you see, it's kind of like I'm stuck in two minds here, because part of me is going, yes, what a result. That was a great result. But again, I'm kind of sitting here going, we should have got more. But positives from the game. Offensively, I thought we were good. We looked good going forward. And defensively, at times, we looked okay. I think, you know, scum did put a lot of pressure onto us a lot of the time, but we held up relatively well. But going forward, I thought we were great. You know, I was getting excited. I was getting out my seat every single time Leeds were going forward. So that was pretty good. The result itself is a good result, but the negatives, the midfield was just shocking. I don't know about you, LFU. I just thought the midfield against scum was terrible. We've lost Ampadu for one game in a very big game, by the way. And it looks like we just fell apart from the seams. You know, that's a problem that does need solving. We need to find ways to play without Ampadu in the squad, because we can't just be using that as an excuse consistently. But the midfield was really bad. I mean, I'll talk about it a bit more in the Merv Awards in a sec, but that's probably what costed us the game, was the way the midfield performed. I think there was a lot of underperformers there. But let's talk about it in the Merv Awards. Here we go, LFU. So this is where I go through every single player that started in the most recent game and rate them out of 10. Then, of course, at the end of the year, we add up all the scores, and whoever has the most points wins the Merv Award for the season. So, of course, we're talking about scum at home, our most previous game played on Sunday. So let's get stuck straight into it. Let's start off with Perry. Now, Perry. Roman Perry, or whatever his name is. I've given him a 4. I think he pulled out some good saves. However, heat of the moment, their goal, that should never be an opportunity. Now, of course, goalkeepers from the youngest age possible always get told, come out, close the angle down, which is fair. And he came out, closed the angle down, but not well enough. He was too slow to it. Just like I said in the post-match clip, it was like Meslier against Portsmouth. Like, I had a perfect view of it behind the goal. You saw him come out, and then he kind of like slowed a bit, and then he went again. But by that point, Cunha's been allowed to, you know, roll it into the back of the net. I think you can look at the midfield maybe and say the ball should have never have come through, which is true because when you watch their goal back, they have three players who are just in space. No pressure on them, in space, can play a simple pass. Like, the midfield probably does need to do better. However, the pass has been played. Perry, I think he should just stay on his line or not come out a bit. You know, trust your defender. You don't need to come running out to that. I don't know. It was a bit of a weird one. Throughout the game, I just didn't think he did anything amazing. I don't think he did anything to bump that score up from a 4. So I'm going to give him a 4. Very poor for that goal. I think I'm definitely pointing at him for that. But and I think Fark did as well. But we'll leave it at that. You've got a 4, Perry. Move on to Goodwinson. I've given Goodwinson a 7. Again, just a typical solid Goodwinson game where, you know, he's making tackles on that left-hand side. You know, the players were drifting in a bit. I think he did get done a couple times, but even then, he played a decent game. We got the ball forwards through him quite a bit. You know, his passing was good. Solid Goodwinson performance, giving him a 7. Bornau, I've given him a 7 as well because, again, solid game. These past two games for him have been really, really strong. And, you know, he hasn't come up against easy opponents as well. You know, we're talking about the likes of Scum and Liverpool there. So he did really well. Strike, I've also given him a 7. He was winning a lot of tackles. He was throwing himself about a bit. I enjoyed that. Solid performance from Strike, giving him a 7. Beal, I've given a 6. I thought he kind of struggled a bit. I think a lot of the attacks that came our way kind of went through Beal's side of the defence. So I think he just struggled a bit. I've given him a 6. Justin, I've also given a 6. I think I see a lot of people singing his praises, but I just don't see it with Justin a lot of the time. I think in that game, we were screaming for a Bogle. Like, if Bogle wasn't injured and Justin was and Bogle was playing instead of Justin, I think we probably could have scored one or two more goals. But because going forwards, I just don't think Justin was great. Defensively, yeah, he was okay. He did a job, giving him a 6. Brendan Aaronson in midfield, I've given him an 8 and the man of the match of this game. He was so good. He was the only player, like I mentioned earlier, to play like it was a rivalry game, to play that game like it was a big game, like we are playing Man United. He was running about, he was throwing himself about, and the pace for his goal was outrageous. The fact that, I've rewatched the goal a couple times now, the fact that he got ahead of heaven from the position he was in is amazing. Is amazing. He was so quick to it. And what a finish, may I say. What a finish. What a goal it was. That man has scored 2 of the most memorable goals in my Leeds United supporting career. That Chelsea goal and now the goal against Scum. It was a great goal. He had a great game. Played with loads of passion. I've given him an 8. Now we move on to Anton Stach. And I know a lot of people love Stach. Yet, I just don't know what he does. I don't see it. Every time I watch Stach, I really want him to do well because he's the type of player I like. I like these tall, technical players. And that's what Stach's supposed to be. But I just didn't see it. I've given him a 5. I think he was just not good on the ball. His set pieces were so off, and that kind of seems to be like Stach's USP. I think what we get out of him in terms of results on the pitch, I don't think it's that good at all, even though the stats may say different. I look at it from the eye test. I've watched him play. He just doesn't look that good. He looked a bit out of place. Now, maybe it was because Ampadu wasn't in the side or something. Stach just didn't look great, in my opinion. Giving him a 5. Gruev, I've given a 6. Played an okay game. It was Gruev. You know, he ran about a bit. He, you know, linked up a couple passes, but didn't do anything amazing. Giving him a 6, I think. That midfield just really missed Ampadu. If we played Ampadu and Bogle, if we were lucky enough to have those two players available, I think we would have gone and won the game easily. We easily would have won the game. Move on to the strikers now. DCL have given a 6 and Okafor have given a 6. Calvert-Lewin just didn't do too much. You know, we didn't see a lot of hold-up play. I thought he was losing a lot more headers than he used to. Than we're used to seeing him win. And then Okafor as well. Some good ball carrying at times. I think that's just what Okafor needs to do. You know, he's at his best when he's drifting out wide and he's picking up the ball and he's running down the line with it, cutting inside. That's where he's at his best. But I don't think he played a great game. He hasn't a lot recently. I've given him a 6. Now we'll move on to the bench. Nonto given a 5. Gave the ball away a couple of times and just didn't really do much. Tanaka, I've given a 5. Came on, just didn't do a lot again. Pirro giving him a 6. He came on and he actually looked pretty decent. He was always on the ball. Technically, he looked pretty good. And he had a good effort as well. I would have liked to have seen him maybe take another touch and put it onto his right foot and fire a shot across goal. But we didn't see that. He instead tried to curl it in, which, to be fair, was a great effort. Nemetra, I've given a 5. I think he was really, really poor. He looked like he was playing in Timberland boots or something. And why on earth were you putting him on the left wing? I'd rather just keep Okafor or something. Don't put Nemetra on the left wing. Play him up front with DCL or just play him up front in general. But there we go, LFU. They're the Merv Awards for Scum at home. Let's move on to the pre-match conversation for Newcastle away. So, what do we know? Injuries. Daniel James is going to be out. Bogle and Rodon are both in individual training, but from the sounds of it, I don't think we'll see them feature today. And then Longstaff is to be involved in the FA Cup. So we're not going to see him in today's match, but FA Cup weekend, we'll probably see Longstaff turn out against Derby. And another point as well, and you kind of put this into the Bogle and Rodon in individual training point, Bogle is our player without question. I've seen a lot of talk about Bogle going to Everton. I think that's a load of rubbish. Just pure talk, a bit of scaremongering because he missed one game. Bogle is staying at Leeds United. Bogle is not going anywhere whatsoever. And there isn't too much on the transfer front as well. Of course, I haven't seen us linked with anybody. Daniel Farke has been keeping real quiet about the transfers as well. So maybe we might see a bit of movement after Derby because we have a week. We have a week until our next game, so we don't play until the weekend after. We might see some movement then, but for now, it's quite quiet on the transfer front. So now that we know what we know from Farke's presser, let's get stuck into the starting 11. So what I'd go for and what I think Daniel Farke would go for. So if I was manager of Leeds United, this is the 11 that I'd put out. So Perry, Goodmanson, Bornau, Strike, Beal, and Justin. And that would be the back 5 plus keeper. And then in midfield, I'd do Ampadu because he's going to be back from his suspension. Stack and Aronson. Aronson has been working wonders in that midfield recently. And I think Stack might play a bit better now that Ampadu has returned. And then front 2, I'd go with DCL and the Metro. I've been preaching this for quite a while now in the fact that we should drop Okafor and maybe bring him on later in the game to run at the defenders. DCL Nemecha was working really, really well before Nemecha obviously picked up that injury. So I think bring it back. It will work. Newcastle away, it's a hard ground to go to St. James's Park. Let's be physical and let's bully their strikers. DCL and Nemecha, I think that will work. But what do I think Daniel Farke will go for? So Perry, Goodmanson, Bornau, Strike, Beal, and Justin. Same back 5 and goalkeeper. Midfield, Ampadu, Aronson, and Stack. Same midfield as me. But, of course, the strikers, DCL and Okafor. Farke really seems to like playing Okafor in that striker role with DCL. Although I think Okafor is just a winger. He's not a striker. I think we've seen this multiple times now. And, of course, DCL is going to start DCL, isn't he? So that's what I think Daniel Farke would go for. And that's what I'd go for if I was Leeds United manager. So, with all that being said, let's get stuck into the score predictions for tonight's game against Newcastle. So, Newcastle away, it's going to be a tough game. No matter how good you think Newcastle are doing in the league, no matter how bad or good their run of form is, St. James's Park is always a difficult place to go to. And Newcastle have some cracking players as well. So it's going to be a difficult game. It's going to be a hard-fought battle. But the only thing that gives me hope with this game is the results like Liverpool away. You know, we go to Anfield and go and get a draw against Liverpool. I think we can go and get something against Newcastle. I think we can go play, you know, at the same level Newcastle can, because this isn't the Newcastle team from 2 years ago, which was, you know, finishing in Champions League places and had, you know, unreal players in every position. I think there's weaknesses we could probably exploit against Newcastle. So I'm going to go with a 1-1 draw. We're going to see another draw in our unbeaten run, which, you know, we've seen a lot of them. However, I'm going to be fine with that, just as long as we don't lose, as long as we're gaining points, I'm a happy man. But I think a 1-1 draw against Newcastle away at St. James's Park, it's going to be a difficult game, but I've got trust in the boys, I've got trust in Daniel Farke now to go and get a result at a difficult ground like we did at Anfield against Liverpool. Right, you've heard enough of me talking about all the pre-match stuff ahead of Newcastle away, but let's hear what Dad says. However, just a little warning, the connection seemingly has gotten a little bit worse in the void, so apologies for the sound quality. Dad's clearly struggling a bit. Well, here's what he had to say ahead of Newcastle away.
Hello, son. Still a bit good. We didn't win on Sunday, you know, a week ago. Well, not last weekend. I just didn't think we played that well. I think all in all, from a footballing perspective, it was one of our worst performances. And it was great to hear Farke actually identify that after the game as an issue. Because, you know, the midfield was a real disarray. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see Ampadu moving back in, hopefully as he should do this week. You know, it should be better. So therefore a better performance. But it is a better team that we come to face with that better performance. So I must admit, this away, because Newcastle is so good at home, it's a away game, it's probably the least confident I've felt in ever since a Man City game in actually getting a result. So for that, obviously you're not going to bet against, it's going to be positive. I think it's going to be a draw. I think it'll be a score draw, because we proved we find it really hard to keep clean sheets unless we're playing against Liverpool. So I think Newcastle will definitely score. I think it'll be 1-1 or a 2-2. I'm going to try and back a 1-1 because Ampadu's back in.
So there we go. We've gone for the exact same result once again. A 1-1 draw away at Newcastle. Apologies for the sound quality there. Dad seems to be bobbing in and out of the water, or maybe the void just getting the better of him now. But there we go. Dad not feeling too confident. Me on the other hand, I think we can go get something. I'm quite confident in the boys to go get a result away at St. James's Park. So there we go, LFU. Make sure to follow the socials, Lad to Leeds on Insta and on X, if you're off to what I presume is a cold northeast today, a cold Newcastle, a cold St. James's Park. Go and have some fun. Get bouncing around, up in the gods. Warm those legs up. Get some stretches in so you're ready to climb up those dreaded steps. If you're staying in your nice warm house like me, or if you're off to the pub or listening to it on the radio, have an equally as good time. And let's hope Leeds United save our Wednesday nights and get a result. Let's go and get 3 points. Go on, let's go get a win, Leeds. Go get us a win. We've been waiting for one. We haven't had one in ages. I know, what a bad unbeaten run this is. But there we go, LFU. Done and dusted. Let's go get a win or a draw. Just don't bloody lose, Leeds. Come on, Leeds!